Twitter and Facebook and all other sorts of applications. So what do you think, how important are they really to the individual journalist?
It's something that all journalists need to be aware of and concerned about. They have to, especially anyone who has a beat, I don't know if you use that word or not, but who covers some specific area, I think to be aware on Twitter and Facebook of who is talking about those things and what they're saying and what kind of information is out there that they may not know about from other sources. I think it's really important.
And if you go to a journalism school today, which are the skills in these areas then that journalists have to learn?
I think that writing is always important, but I think that sort of this idea of these long, beautiful stories is maybe not as important now as learning how to write for smaller pieces of information. And then also I think it's important that people understand, journalists understand all kinds of different media, not just to tell a story with writing, but how to take a decent picture and how to tell a story in video and get audio. I don't think everyone has to do everything, but I think they have to at least have an idea about why you might want to use these other forms, not just stay with one kind of medium.
And if you have now the journalists that have heard about Twitter and these different new applications, which ones are the ones they really should look to? Which are the ones that are going to stay important? Can you limit that down to a number of core things in the area of social media?
I don't know. I still wonder if Twitter is going to stay exactly Twitter for very long, or if it's just sort of something that's going to evolve into something else. But I think if you get started in it now, that's important, because you'll understand sort of the ethic of it. It's not like everything else, you know, just like in blogging, there are different sorts of rules and different sorts of etiquette, and you need to understand them if you're going to try to both gather information and share information. You can't just sort of drop in and behave exactly the same way that you behave as a journalist for a newspaper or a television station. It's a different place. It's much more egalitarian and much more with the idea of sharing information, not just telling information. And so I think they need to learn the culture and understand the culture and then start to find something for themselves that is useful. They don't have to try to do everything, maybe, if they're just starting, but they need to maybe get on Twitter and follow one topic until they see why it might be useful, and maybe start to Twitter a little bit themselves. I think Facebook can be the same way. Facebook's kind of so huge and messy that it can be a little daunting, I think, to try to find journalistic information through it. But I think it's good, again, to get started and maybe connect with your family or your friends and then see how it functions.
But is it important, like, for really each and every journalist? For example, if I do video documentaries about people, do I have to learn about social media?
Yes, I think so. I think if you do video documentaries, you need to either find sources for people who, you know, for your different stories, or it may be that you use it to help promote your video documentaries. But you can't just, but the reason I say you have to understand the culture is people won't be very receptive if all you do is post, I have a new documentary coming, go see it this day. You know, nobody's going to care. You have to sort of be engaged. But if you are, then that will help promote your work as well and get more people to see it, or more people interested in it and more people talking about it. And that's important.
And how are journalists adapting to this new situation up to now?
I think, just like everything, it's sort of a mixed result. Some people are embracing it and jumping in and trying to find something, figure out what it is. And I think that's still the big question, is what is it and how are we going to use it and what are the rules for journalists and are there things we should and shouldn't do. We talked about maybe it's not appropriate to Twitter at a funeral, you know, but somebody tried it and got a bad reaction. So that's sort of a good lesson for everyone then, to sort of find what are the right events and what are the right times and when are the wrong times, and to try to help other people as they're becoming involved sort of sort through those, so everyone doesn't have to start at the beginning and learning, and maybe news organizations start to make up guidelines that will help people sort through what they're going to put on the web or put on Twitter and figure it out.
And how can journalists and their daily routines actually find the time to spend working these new applications, these social media sphere?
That's a really good question, because I think nowadays, especially with fewer and fewer people doing more and more work, it's hard to try to figure out how you're going to do it. Will Sullivan, who writes the blog Journerdism, recommends that people think about it as morning coffee and afternoon Coke, so that in the morning you take 15 minutes sometime in your morning and just do something on social networking, and then take one break in the afternoon and do just one. And as you start to get used to it and get comfortable with it, then maybe you'll build it into different times of day, but it's a way to start by just taking two breaks in your day to look and to read what other people are doing and to post something. And I think that's probably a good way to get started.
And when do I get my afternoon Coke then?
Well, that's a good question. You think you have to drink it while you're reading the social media, maybe.
Is there a digital divide among journalists right now?
I think so, because there are some people who think that everything's going to go that way. And I just think it's going to be another tool, that we still have to do our main skills and we still have to, you know, figure out what our product is. And all the answers aren't there and all the people aren't there. Not everybody's on Twitter or not everyone is on Facebook. So you have a lot of audience that's not going to be there, and you still have to serve those people as well. Otherwise, you're not doing a good job as a journalist. So
you are now in an institute for educating journalists, re-educating journalists. So can you point which groups of journalists are eager to learn those new skills and which might be rather reluctant? Has it to do with age or position or?
It doesn't, and that really surprised me. I thought it would be younger people that would be very interested in multimedia skills, for instance, and other social media things. And in some ways, I think young people sort of understand it more quickly, but we have a lot of people at all stages of career that come through. For instance, we just had a seminar called Essential Skills for the Digital Journalist, and we covered a wide range of things. But we had people who were in their early 20s all the way through to people about 60. And so it was all kinds of people who were looking to sort of expand their skills and figure out what they don't know yet and how they can start to learn some of those things. Part of it, I think, again, is the job market. People are suddenly, people who never worried about it before are suddenly thinking, I want to keep my job. As they're laying people off, I want to be sure that I'm really valuable so I don't get laid off. And so I think that's driving them to sort of look at some of the things before that they might have dismissed.
And can you, maybe as a last thing, point, make a guess in which area the social media will make the biggest impact? Will it be presentation or research or interaction?
No, I can't say any one thing. I hope that interaction becomes really important. I think it's good for us to think about how people are receiving it and also what people are saying, and to be better about the back and forth discussion, because we've always sort of just told people things and didn't wait for their reaction. I think that's been a problem, and I think we need to be better about not just telling people things but listening to people and being more collaborative and sharing. And I think that will help. I hope that will help ease sort of some of the distrust people have of the media and this dislike and fear that the media is not telling them the truth, and that as they find people in the media who are more social and more collaborative, that they will sort of regain some trust in those people.